Do you hear me? No.
Okay. Lena?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, as we commemorate a landmark moment for the universal protection of minority rights, we need to come to terms with the fact that the Declaration adopted 30 years ago has yet to fulfill its promise for comprehensive and effective protection. Minority rights, indeed, are human rights, and its protection is essential to political and social stability, as the preamble of the 1992 Declaration states. Yet minorities around the world continue to face forced cultural or linguistic assimilation. Its members are often victims of hate speech, prejudice, and stereotyping, and remain disproportionately affected by various forms of systemic oppression and group-based discrimination. Democratic backsliding and the rise of authoritarian forms of populism have also a negative impact on minority rights, which 30 years ago emerged as distinctive of democracies that aim at respecting rather than suppressing diversity. Such persistent vulnerabilities are at the roots of enduring conflicts and relate to real gaps of effective implementation. As an international law professor myself here at the Graduate Institute, and a member of the board of Òmnium Cultural, a Catalan NGO with 60 years of history and approximately 190,000 members, with the mission of preserving Catalan culture and language, I often experience the stark contrast between what I teach to my students and the lack of an effective protection of my own language and identity. Indeed, in Catalonia, a stateless nation with a distinctive history and culture, language and cultural rights have been systematically denied or marginalized throughout history, or relegated through a second-class subordinated constitutional status. Such persistent inequality has increased democratic support for self-determination as the only means to overcome group-based inequality and enjoy the right of cultural and linguistic identity. Spain has confronted this support through a securitization and criminalization approach that has involved targeting democratic forms of political expression, legitimizing police violence, and even massive surveillance with Pegasus spyware to Catalan politicians, lawyers, journalists, and human rights activists. Arbitrary detention of pro-independent